Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
For anybody who didn't realize that, our guy Matt Bowen drafted right next to Brady. Tom Brady cloned his dog. We found out this earlier today that his dog is actually a clone of his former dog from a company that he's an investor in. And now we're wondering, you think it's possible? It's true, Matt. You think it's possible he's going to clone himself and try to raise a quarterback to be even better than him? Your thoughts?
I don't even know what to say, Steve. I mean, this can't be real, right?
The dog cloning is real.
Apparently it is. I don't know. It's probably dangerous territory. We should just move on.
You think so? I don't know, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely. No, it's very serious. This is a very serious, topic.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Matt Bowen joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. No cloning stories to distract you with today.
I'm telling you what, I've been doing the score for what? I think 10 years, and I took some time off when I started ESPN, maybe like six. So let's say 16 years. That's the question I was the least prepared for in my life.
Well, you've had a week. Have you thought about it?
Let's not. Can we?
No.
Come on.
I really haven't at all.
No. Not even a little. All right, that's fair. No. So we'll get away from it. We got good questions about good results. I almost said good football. Yeah. But I had to stop myself because at least
there were pockets of good football.
There were pockets. There were pockets of good football. What do you walk away thinking about the quarterback and the head coach? Let's start there because it's the A1 story of the season in terms of the development of their relationship, the way they see it, and the way the quarterback is performing in and out of structure. What do you walk away thinking after that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Well, Speaks, in that football game, what I take away was Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson. It was the right combination of scheme, defined throws that kept Caleb on rhythm. and is always with him because it's part of his game, the right amount of splash plays or difference-making plays in the second half to win a football game. Now, if you're going to sit down and grade play-by-play in the tape, I'm not going to give him a letter grade, but there are areas to improve, just like every week. But if I'm going to talk about this football game, I'm going to go to the last 5 minutes, what he did over the last 5 minutes. Wrote down some notes here. The 3rd and 10 throw to Loveland was the second reaction play when he had to get outside the pocket, throw back across his body to an in-breaking route. Wasn't perfect ball placement, but again, you're working the football to a tight end who's got a great catch radius. The deep in-breaker late in the football game to Roman Dunze. Rhythm throw on time. The TD to Roman Dunze, and there's something I like about that TD because it's a simple route. You know, you're in the low red zone area of the field. You get man coverage. The two-man route to that side of the field. But his eye placement and his shoulder movement, that forced Rome to uncover. And that leads to a high percentage throw to a touchdown. And then you have the two scramble plays. Really one of them. One's a scramble run on a second reaction play that gets him down on the doorstep of the goal line. And then the boot play to win it, okay? So this is a classic boot concept. We know it's a part of Ben Johnson's offense. But there's parts of it there that stand out. One movement, you get pre-snap motion. First the shift, then pre-snap motion, which grabs the eyes of the defense. Then you pull the guard. Everything there looks like run. Everything. And what did it do to Brian Burns, the right side defensive end? He crashes and chases inside. That opens the edge for Caleb. Because if he's standing there, guys, the ball has to be out immediately. It's probably a dump-off throw to the tight end, Komet. He's not going to have time to square his shoulders and make the throw to Zacchaeus. And I like what he did there. Look, it's the end of a football game. It's snowing. It's windy. It's cold weather. You have an open edge. You have the ability as a runner, pull the ball and make a play with your leg. So those last 5 minutes, those plays I wrote down really stood out to me because he made the plays necessary to win the football game.
And so, Matt, when you – and that's great stuff. When you're on a team and you know your quarterback can do that and has done that now multiple times, now to the soft factors, what does that do to a team when you know your quarterback can do that kind of stuff?
You mean from a defensive perspective or from Bears on offense?
A locker room perspective.
A locker room perspective. Okay. To know that even if the kid's learning, you know that he can close like that.
It means a lot. It means that he's developing into a playmaker. And that's what we talked about coming out of the draft. You know, when he watched the tape at USC, a lot of highlight plays. And what you wanted to see was the next step. And you're starting to see it. Like I said, throughout that football game, when he's playing on rhythm and driving the ball, especially in in-breaking concepts, everything looks crisp. Okay, now you add the playmaking element to that. Now, still, you need more refinement in terms of, you know, comfortability inside the pocket. I go to one play, okay? Remember, we're talking about a young quarterback. But when he extended the play into the boundary and made the deep ball throw to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone, right? Everyone talks about the arm talent because it always pops with him. But if you're looking at the elite quarterbacks in this league, Mahomes, Allen, Herbert, I think Joe Burrow's in this mix right here, do they climb, reset the window, and throw the deep over out on time to DJ Moore? That's the next step for him. And look, that's a lot to ask for a second-year quarterback because we're talking about big-time players that I just listed. But that's where he wants to get to, where he doesn't have to leave the pocket, where he doesn't have to eject, where he can step up, reset that window, and still stay on time. I think that's the next step in this progression for him.
Matt, we spent a lot of time over the last couple of days like talking about Luther Burden, and we're all excited about Luther Burden and what his draft profile is. How ideally is Luther Burden used more going forward?
I think you make it simple. And that's nothing against the player or the coach. I think you make it simple because it helps your offense. Give him the ball more on fly sweeps, on wide receiver screens, on shallow crossers, on slant routes. Why do you do that? Because he has excellent ball carrier vision. He has speed in the open field, and he's creative with the football in his hands. So you want to put him in situations, Lawrence, where, again, he can display his playmaking traits. That's what you saw at Mizzou. Go back and watch his high school tape at East St. Louis. That's what you saw in his high school tape. Creativity with the football in his hands. So if I'm Ben Johnson, I'm going to find the simple ways to do that and give him high percentage opportunities, but also give my football team opportunities to create explosive plays.
Yeah, and the way that Ben's talking about it this week, I think it's going to happen. I'm wondering whose snaps that takes from, if anybody's. Like, it's tempting to say, well, it should take from Zacchaeus, who just had some drops.
Right.
But I don't know. Does it have to be one person in particular, or can it just sort of can that come out in the wash on the back end? I suppose.
I don't think it has to be one player in particular. I agree. Zacchaeus had a rough day. Okay, there's no question about it. But he's made plays for you this year. You know, with Burton, he gives you inside and outside flexibility. He can play in the boundary. He can play in the slot. So there could be certain packages where DJ's out or a certain package where Roma's out. He can do different things for us. So I don't think it's one player. But there are ways to get him on the field, and I agree. I would love to see more of him because of the upside he has.
How are you viewing the growth of Darnell Wright at right tackle?
I think he had some really impressive snaps last week. Really impressive. Okay, there are snaps in the run game where he is absolutely nasty at the point of attack. I think he's growing in pass protection. This was a good test for him because of the talent the New York Giants have on the edges. I've said before, some of the best in the NFL right now. We look at their top three edge rushers. So he was put to a test at times, and I think he's growing, developing. And he's doing what you expected as a right tackle. An athletic right tackle also has power. Okay, he can displace defenders at the point of attack and move them off the line of the scrimmage. And he has the footwork to match speed and the power to handle strength off the edge. So he is developing, I would say, at an accelerated rate in what you would expect.
Matt Bowen with us here on Spiegel and Holmes. I want to flip to when the Giants had the ball. Greg Olsen said it during the game that with Jackson Dart under center, the play action was working, even though he said the run game has been irrelevant. And it's like, man, but maybe it's not irrelevant. What is the effect of rushing attempts, even if they are not successful, when play action starts to work? And you're like, they can't run the ball, but play action's working. How the hell is that possible?
Well, I think they look the same. That's what you want. You want them to mirror one another. When you run outside zone, and then you come back and run outside zone run action and throw off, it looks the same. And what you're really trying to do, Speaks, is simply influence second-level defenders. Because most play-action throws are in that intermediate window, right, between the safeties and between the linebackers. So if you can influence them, and in the NFL, unlike high school or college, there's no time to recover. If you take two false steps, you're not going to have time to open up, get to depth as a zone defender, and get underneath an in-breaker or a skinny post. You just don't have time to do it. So that's, I think, what Greg Olsen is saying, is you can mirror your run and pass game together and blend them together so they look the same. Well, from a defense perspective, they look the same also. And that's how you create the big plays in a play-action game.
What do you hope you see different in this matchup with the Vikings than the first one?
Different. Well, I think the first thing is to close out games, right? We talked about it at the beginning of the season, and that's a football game the Bears should have won. They should be sitting at 7-2 right now. No question about that. So what can they do when the adjustments are made at halftime to be better in the second half? I think what they did against J.J. McCarthy in week one was excellent. They changed the picture post-snap. They made him hold the ball at times. I thought he looked hesitant. But in the second half, I felt that J.J. was much more comfortable throwing the football. So can Dennis Allen put together a game plan that really forces him to hesitate as a thrower? And that's what you want to do in this game. But I'll tell you what, if I'm Minnesota, the first thing I'm going to try to do is establish offensive tempo running the ball against this Bears defense. Because if Edwards is still out, they are a different defense right now. With Sewell in there, he doesn't key and diagnose the run at the same rate. He doesn't have the same play speed. He doesn't have a playmaking element that T.J. Edwards brings to the field. So if he's still down, that's the first thing I'm trying to do, guys, is run the ball.
Is there anything that's improved on the offense enough to slow Brian Flores down, to make him maybe think twice about the blitz packages he uses against the Bears?
I don't think it matters to him. Brian Flores reminds me of playing for Greg Williams. Is this, you know, they have a certain identity, right? That's what they are. They are going to bring pressure. They're going to bring pressure. They're going to disguise pressure. They're going to stem late in the secondary. They're going to show pressure in a drop in the covers. They're going to be who they are defensively. But what I will say is if Caleb continues to throw with more timing, which he has the last couple of football games, then there are ways to beat pressure, to get the ball out, to throw in location, to throw in a rhythm where, hey, I have pressure coming, but it's not going to get home because the ball's out so quickly because I see it fast enough. And that's one way to counter pressure, is how quickly your quarterback can ID it and get the ball out.
Matt, we were talking about this a little yesterday. Sometimes, like, a problem child who bounces from team to team is not necessarily an intelligent player. Sometimes they're really intelligent players. Like, C.J. Gardner-Johnson seems to know what the hell he's doing in a defensive backfield. And the way he talks about it, the way D.A. talked about him on Thursday, and then we're seeing this production. Like, what is he showing you to come off the couch and be this good two games in a row?
Well, Spiggs, I think the first thing is the familiarity. He's played in this defense before. That means everything. You're not learning a bunch of new terminology. You're not playing a position you've never aligned in before. You understand how the defensive coordinator is going to coach you. And you understand as a player how to respond to that coaching. So that's the first thing, is the familiarity puts you in a position where you can play fast immediately. The second thing is he's in the right spot in this football team. He's at his best at this stage of his career down near the line of scrimmage, where he can play as an overhang slot defender, where he can pressure, where he can tackle in space, and where he can be disruptive. And right, if you go back to Sunday, D.A., he dialed up some great pressures. Great pressures with the safety of the slot in this situation, Gardner Johnson, has a free rush lane. That's how you manipulate protection. That's how you get a free runner. And that puts him in a position to play very productive football for you.
So we're still a couple weeks away from it, Matt, but he does seem to be in the right spot. When Kyler Gordon comes back, are you tempted to put him outside at corner and leave CJ where he is? Would you even consider such things?
That's a great question, and I'll tell you what, because right now I think the Bears, especially going this week against Justin Jefferson, I don't know how much man coverage they're going to play. Because right now they're not matching up very well in the secondary. They're just not. Stevenson had a couple tough reps versus Slayton the other day. Look, I know he made a great play in the one-handed catch and the fade ball, but he also beat him on a corner route where Stevenson had bad eye placement, gave up leverage. So if you believe that Gordon can play outside and play press man, that might be something you discuss in the building.
So let me get this straight. It's IC Catholic versus Byron and two Iowa safeties on the sidelines of each team. Is that what's happening this weekend?
This is Sean Constantine played after me at Iowa. Played in the NFL, too. I played against him when he was with the Eagles, and he went on, was a great special teams player with the Ravens, won a Super Bowl. So Sean's playing big-time games. He's an excellent coach, guys. Outstanding coach, because he's going to throw some things defensively at us that we haven't seen before from them on tape. He is very good at being one step ahead. And when you play Byron, I'll tell you right now, it is as physical as it gets. Even coming from the Catholic League, where I think it is the best football in the state, when you play Byron, it is physical. They're going to run the football, and they're going to run it and run it and run it. That's what they do. So I'm excited for the football game. It's out there. It's a great environment. We played, the last time I played their guys was 2017 state semifinals. We beat them 7-0 on a quarterback scramble with under a minute to play. And those are the type of games you get out there at that stadium.
Man, good luck to everyone at IC Catholic. Good luck to your son as well, Coach. I know you got to get back to practice, but
hold on, one more real quick, Matt. Yeah. If it wasn't Brady, who do you think would have been the first guy from the 2000 draft to try to clone an animal? Would it have been Jamal Lewis, Kabir Gabaja Biamila, maybe Sebastian Janikowski?
Janikowski.
I'll go Janikowski. Yep. I'll go Janikowski.
Totally would have been Janikowski. All right, Coach, good luck this week.
All right, guys, thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.